Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is How to Quickly Deal with Discouragement. If we're being honest, we all get discouraged. It's just one of those potholes on our journey that we all hit from time to time. We can have everything we had ever wanted, but we're still going to get discouraged from time to time. When we get discouraged, our attitude and emotions turn negative. When this happens, our productivity takes a nosedive. We tend to retreat and withdraw from others, and the risk of giving up on whatever we're working towards runs very high. Since it can have such a negative impact on every area of our lives, including our health, learning to deal with disappointments in life and the temporary discouragement that may come as a result is an important part of managing our lives. James Whitcomb Riley said, "The most essential factor is persistence, the determination never to allow your energy or enthusiasm to be dampened by the discouragement that must inevitably come." Fortunately for me, most of the time when I find myself feeling down, it's because I'm tired, had a rough day, or someone said something that bothered me. If I just get a good night's rest, I usually wake up with renewed energy. Sometimes, however, I need more than just a good night's rest. I need to explore the root cause of my discouragement so that I can better understand it and respond accordingly. Here is the 5-step process I go through when I'm discouraged and need to figure out why. As you can tell in listening to my post, I am a thinker and a processor. Here we go. Step 1. Ask, why am I discouraged? If it's not obvious, take a few minutes to sit down and make a list of potential reasons why you're feeling defeated. Making this list is critical because you can't take control of something you don't understand. Step 2. As you look at each reason, ask, why does this make me feel discouraged? Once you know the source of your discouragement, you should explore deeper. Is it because of unmet expectations that I feel this way? If so, make sure your expectations are realistic and that you're not setting yourself up for failure. Or, is it because I've let myself down? If so, what specifically have you done?